Good morning. Welcome to the FTS Bet Slip on Sunday, the 17th of January, 2021, pod number 725, bearing down on that two-year mark. Okay, we went 1-1 in the NFL last night. Packers, far too good for the Rams. I did think the Rams defense wouldn't be up to it. And then the Bills... firstly, they were much better, played much better than they did last week. But Lamar Jackson just looked to me like he didn't have any energy, no urgency about him. The Ravens' offense was just a non-entity. I know that the Bills did play better and the defense was better, but very, very disappointing from the Ravens overall. So 1-1 for no real damage. We have got... two more tonight. We have got, finally, the end of the Cleveland Browns. Cleveland go to Kansas City. Obviously, Kansas City defending champions. Cleveland, 9-10-point dogs. Kansas City will win the game. I do think it might be high scoring, and I do... The lines and the markets are about right, so I'm not just going to put bets out for the sake of it just to have a bet on the game. If I was having a bet, I'd probably bet the overs, and maybe even Cleveland plus 10, but there's nothing in it for me to have a bet. But Kansas City will progress to the championship game, that I am pretty sure, and my Cleveland Browns nightmare will be over. We then have what should be a good game, the 1 o'clock in the morning game, Tampa Bay at New Orleans, Brady versus Breeze, two of two veteran quarterbacks, two of the greatest to have played the game, and again it's a tight match. The market's plus $3. Bucks have won their last five, but the Saints have beaten them twice this year, racked up 72 points doing so. Again, there's just nothing in it for me, given that it's a playoff. Brady is, you know, he's the greatest of all time. They're on stride. Normally, I would have been on the Saints here without any problems. But I just think with this matchup and the points is not enough for me to get involved. I've just got a sneaky feeling that the Bucks are going to nick it. I've just got a feeling. Saints have had some playoff heartache the last few years, and I've just got a feeling in my bones, and it is nothing more than a feeling, that Brady is going to step up and do something special and get these Bucks across the line tonight. But as I say, there's nothing scientific in that. It's just a gut feeling that I've got. So there's no bets in the NFL, but I'm going for a Kansas City Bucks win. I think Cleveland may just cover that spread, but hopefully two good games. And then I'll be on to the championship games and have a look at those. I have to say, I think the Packers will progress to the Super Bowl, I think. Right, we have Spurs, Sheffield United, don't we? Or Sheffield United, Spurs today. Another game come to upset me and ruin my day. But I have got one small bit of football for you, which is, he says, a first half goal at 2 o'clock kickoff. First half goal, Nice-Bordeaux. So Nice-Bordeaux. A late first half goal, should get a nice price for that. And then a late goal, if there's in a 12 o'clock kickoff, if there hasn't been a second half goal by 70-75 minutes at Motherwell Rangers, then drip lay this relevant goal line. So if it is 1-0 at Motherwell, for example, I doubt it will be, but if it is, then drip lay under 1.5 goals. Through 75 to sort of 85 minutes, Motherwell Rangers and the first half goal at Nice-Bordeaux. That is it for me. Enjoy the NFL tonight. I will probably endure that Spurs game. As I say, I think the whole world, if Spurs take the lead, I think the whole world will be laying Spurs. given their recent performances. Enjoy your Sunday. Those of you watching the NFL, enjoy that. And I will be back with you all tomorrow for Mindset Monday.